Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing, and today I'm joined by Peter Oward, founder and host at Slow Hustle Podcast. How are you doing, Peter?
Doing great, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. Did I pronounce your name correctly?
You got it, man. You got it. You did great.
Fantastic. So let's start off then, because I know that you're on a satellite phone in the middle of Arizona, so we better get on with it. Tell us a bit about yourself, first of all.
Yeah, great, man. And the internet connection should be great. I think we'll be fine. So right now, we're working on Slow Hustle Podcast, and it's kind of a passion project, if you want to call it that, that stemmed out of frustrations from, you know, your typical entrepreneurial struggles. And I felt like it was something that a lot of the entrepreneurs, if not all entrepreneurs, deal with, which is the roller coaster slash manic depressive nature of entrepreneurship, but we don't talk about necessarily. And so bringing that out into the open, having folks have an open and honest discussion about the kind of the struggles of entrepreneurship, so then that we can all kind of work together and figure out, you know, their tactics on what they're doing, how they're using certain tactics and tricks to get themselves through kind of the downside of entrepreneurship and back on the upswing.
So, Peter, I know that, you know, you're an entrepreneur that's made a podcast. What was your sort of your background before you started the podcast? What were you sort of doing with yourself?
Sure. And I'm still, you know, operating multiple businesses. And so this is one project that we're, you know, that we're getting off the ground that's doing very well so far. But at the same time, you could say I lack a little bit of focus, only that I like to dabble in many different ventures. And so working on, I have an e-commerce business in the automotive sector that I've been running for 15 years. And then we also have started a new venture that is in e-commerce, but actually in the food space. And so it's a mission-related organization that's selling a food product that is also has this mission focus behind it, which is partnering with organizations that foster entrepreneurship in kids and adults.
So it's a podcast that is sort of focusing on successful entrepreneurship, I guess, isn't it?
You got it. And, you know, and here's the thing that I think we learn a lot from people's successes and you know, in different business ventures, but I think we learn a lot more from their failures. And it sounds cliche, but I think there's a lot of truth there, because a lot of times, you know, a big part of success, and you probably agree with this, Andy, is that there's a huge element of luck there. And some of it is, you know, luck that you can instill, so to speak. A lot of it is just like dumb luck. And so I think you learn a lot more from the failures, because you can analyze those, you can see what you've done wrong, and then move forward on them. And so I'll give you a really great example. And so it's a very early episode on Slow Hustle. Zach Ware, he's part of the Vegas Tech Fund. And he noticed that every Wednesday morning he'd come in, and a lot of times he could not focus. He was having issues with that. He was feeling stressed out, et cetera. Mm. And realized it was because Mondays just burning it at both ends. He was just, you know, working long hours, and he's giving it all he had, because it was the beginning of the week. And finding out that he was just completely depleted mentally and physically. And so what he would do is he would block off the calendar every Wednesday morning, get on his motorcycle, ride through the mountains, come back mentally refreshed, and then be able to go at it again with the energy that he had Monday and Tuesday. And so Those are just like, there's just one very small example of ways that you figure out, okay, this is what's getting me down. These are the reasons I can't focus. This is the reasons why I feel kind of scattered. And this is what I need to do. This is my mechanism in order to regain my focus and my stability. And a lot of other folks talk about meditation, yoga, et cetera. Sounds very woo-woo, but I think that if you want to be a major player, if you want to be someone that can seem to get 2 weeks worth of work done or 3 weeks worth of work done in 1 week, you got to figure out what those triggers are and how to alleviate them.
Now, what really interests me about you and the Slow Hustle podcast is that I speak, being a podcaster myself, I get loads of questions from people because podcasting is an extremely good way of promoting either yourself or a business. But I get the impression that the Slow Hustle podcast, am I right in thinking that when you created it or started doing it, you didn't necessarily do it to promote any particular business? Was it just more of a labor of love for you?
You got it, man. Yeah, you hit it on the head, Andy. And it's for me, it's like, you know, I call it, you know, in the beginning, I definitely called it a selfish project because for me, it's like, I want to hear, for me, I don't care if anybody's listening, I want to hear from me, what are these guys doing? People that I look up to that are, you know, seemingly have it all together and super focused and very effective and efficient with their time. How are they handling the stresses? And you find out some very interesting things. One, you get these tips like I just mentioned, but you also find out that they don't have it together. You know, like they're struggling with the same thing you're struggling with. You find out that everybody's a human, which sounds weird, but you know, it's one of these things that you look at folks and you feel like they're superhuman or they're in like a whole different class. And really, they get up and they have the same issues, the same, you know, struggles with self-doubt, et cetera, that you do. And to me, it's humbling, and it's one of these things that's really nice to hear, because then you're like, okay, they're just like me. They're just in a different stage of life. How are they dealing with things? How can I get to where they are? How can I get past where they are? And the best way to do that is to pick their brain and find out.
Yeah. So what would you say to someone, I mean, we're still on the sort of metadata about this podcast. We'll drill into the actual podcast in a minute. But what would you say to people who might come to you and say, do you think podcasting is a good way of promoting my product or my business? Would you say it's a good idea, or would you say, like I sometimes do, that in some ways it's actually easier if you're just trying to express yourself and put forward something you believe very strongly and are very passionate about? Which way do you sort of side with on that?
Well, my answer is going to be weird because I think it's both.
Yeah.
I think that you develop these very, very deep relationships. And so everyone that's listening is of the, you know, they're in the internet space, they're watching analytics, they're watching these numbers, right? Mm-hmm. And this is what I found, because I'm that same guy, is that you look at these numbers and you're like, wow, these numbers are much lower than I'm used to looking, let's say, at analytics for an e-commerce site or analytics for an internet marketing site, right?
Mm.
But what you have to remember is that that the analytics in podcasting is like, that's a person who downloaded an episode and likely sat in their car or washing dishes or at their desk, and they listened to you have a conversation, or if it's a monologue type podcast, they listened to your voice.
Hmm.
They were fly on the wall and they had a discussion with you, like, you know, so to speak. And that to me is totally different than a visit to a site, a click to a site, right?
Yeah.
And so you develop this very intimate relationship with people. I'd run into folks that I knew that I had no idea were listening to the podcast, and they would bring up to me things that I said or things that a guest said, more importantly, on the show. I had no idea they were listening. And they felt like they had this connection with me through this conversation that they got to sit in on. And so on that side, I feel like you can develop just crazy deep relationships. My family and I are traveling for 10 months right now all across the United States, and I've developed relationships with people through the podcast. Either they were guests or they're friends of friends of friends. And now everywhere that we're going, I've got a laundry list of folks that want to grab a drink, grab some food, grab some coffee. And those things never would have happened through the traditional route, or they would have happened, but it would have been much slower and much less. I mean, we have a serious mass of folks that want to meet, which to me is super exciting and humbling. Yeah. The other side is those folks are much more apt to buy something from me than someone I don't know. That's obvious. And so the numbers may be smaller, but they'll grow. I mean, as you work on your podcast, as you know, Andy, over a long period of time, your audience will grow.
Yeah.
But the ROI, I mean, the percentage of those folks that would buy something from me versus the same number off the street is much, much higher.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I know that both of our listeners now have got a really good relationship. No, I'm just kidding. It's more than two. But you're right, though, isn't it? Because the it's all about sort of very much more personal, strong relationships rather than a whole sort of raft of a big sort of bunch of people that might have visited your site and might have interacted. It's a smaller group of people that you know have probably, you know, had you in their earbuds for 20 minutes or 30 minutes or however long it is.
Yeah, and just imagine, like, you know, you said 20, 30 minutes. Imagine somebody sitting on your site for 20, 30 minutes. Like, that person's going to be totally different than someone who came and bounced out maybe a minute and a half, 2 minutes in. But they actually got to sit and have a conversation. They got to listen to your voice. Mm. And so let's say you have a podcast and you're like, man, I'm only getting 200, 300 downloads an episode or something like that. I always think, like, No, let's flip that. Let's think about you sitting in a room having a conversation with somebody, if it's an interview style podcast, or if you're just, you know, you're just on the mic. Mm. Imagine a room with 200 or 300 people listening.
Yeah.
That to me is completely different.
Yeah, yeah. And the other amazing thing is, I think
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
We did a calculation, I did a calculation back a couple of years ago that, and it's probably even better for you, I'd imagine, but I worked out that at any moment in time, there were between 15 and 20 people listening to the Internet Marketing Podcast in the world, which is quite an interesting concept to think about.
Very, very interesting. And so you look at that, and it's so different than site visit, you know, site traffic or something like that.
Yeah.
It's a completely different level. And, you know, kind of the icing on the cake, Andy, I think, is like, you know, we talk about the personal side. We talk about how they're going to have higher ROI. But even more importantly, kind of the umbrella that covers all of that is it's much more fun. Like, I think this is a much more fun way to do business through deep relationships and having conversations than just, you know, setting up ads, driving traffic, having people make a purchase. That's cool, too. And I love that. And I still do that. But this is really, to me, this is fun.
So how are you getting sort of feedback, Peter? How are you encouraging people to sort of feedback? Are you just saying email me or, you know, sort of tweet me? Or how are you sort of approaching that?
Yeah, so I'll take conversation in a number of ways. And so, you know, obvious social ones, Facebook, Twitter, we're on Instagram now. But then we also have been playing with, like, I just did an episode recording yesterday, and we're using Periscope. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Periscope there.
Yeah, yeah, that's really on the up at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, it was really, really fun. So you know, the interviews, obviously, we're not doing live, but then on Periscope, I'll just set up my phone on a tripod and actually have people watch us record the episode. And that's been really, really fun. And so to me, it's like those are the diehard folks that are going to sit and watch you guys record an episode. You know, for ours is an hour long, so for, you know, an hour long podcast. But it's really fun because then you get to see them coming in. They get to watch you. People love behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a completely different level. And then when we're done and we stop recording the episode, we'll stay on Periscope and ask folks questions, and they can live ask questions via there. And so I have found that really, really fun. Another new kind of avenue, played with it yesterday, is called Blab. I don't know if you're familiar with Blab.
No, that's a new one to me.
Yeah, so look at Blab. That one is up and coming. That one, to me, is the very obvious next Twitter acquisition, but I could be completely wrong.
Yeah.
But it's another level of engaging with your audience, and so we're going to be playing with that. And what happens is it's I don't know if we want to get into it, but Blab allows you to have this Periscope-like conversation.
Yeah.
Except you can chat with them back and forth, which Periscope is very much one way. You can't, you know, type chat back and forth. But they take it a step further. Is you can ask people if they want to join on the conversation.
Yeah.
They click join. You, the moderator, can accept them, and then they're actually video chatting with you live.
Amazing.
And so it's a completely different level. And so that to me was, you know, I did my first real experience with it yesterday, and very, very powerful.
Yeah, it's really interesting how these new generations of like sort of interactive video platforms are coming on. I mean, I remember a year or two ago it was GoToWebinar, wasn't it? And some people loved it, some people hated it. But now it's right. It's much more lightweight, isn't it? It's much easier to do. I mean, I love the way that you said you had your mobile phone on a tripod. I just imagined you sitting in the middle of the Arizona desert with your mobile phone on a tripod. The satellite connection.
Well, I tell you, man, you know, we all talk about the democratization of technology, and like anybody can be a journalist now. But
yeah,
I think a bigger piece of that is like the internet's coming full circle. It's becoming more personal now, where it's like, you know, you went very corporate and you wanted to feel like you were sitting up high and make you have this perception of a very large organization, even if you're a small one person e-commerce shop. And I think now it's cool to be the one man e-commerce shop. It's cool to be the guy doing all your video on your iPhone, because they want this more personal touch. They want to feel like they know you.
Yeah.
Versus corporate Andy, right? It's like they want to know, oh, you're just sitting in your car and you're recording this video, or you're sitting in your car having a quick live Periscope, you know, or a live Blab now that it is. And so I think they want that personal feel again.
Yeah. So, Peter, how are you hosting your podcast and getting stats and things like that? Which platforms are you using?
Yeah, Libsyn. So, Libsyn.com. I think that's kind of the go-to. It's very affordable and very reliable. And I think all the big podcasters are using them. What were you using, Andy?
Actually, I'm not. You know, I'm using... all I've done is I've actually hosted... Because I was hosting for loads of other people as well. So, I just bought a one-on-one server. Mm. You know, one-on-one? Just bought a server, and I'm just using that. But I keep looking at Libsyn, because it does look very nice. And the stats look lovely, don't they?
Yeah, the stats are great. I mean, of course, you'd always love to have a lot of the stats that iTunes doesn't give you. But, you know, Libsyn will give you all kinds of stats. You got daytime stats, episode stats, geographical, everything.
Yeah. So going into the sort of meat and veg of the podcast... What sort of people are you meeting? I mean, are they fellow entrepreneurs, or are they budding entrepreneurs, or are they people already with businesses? What are you finding?
Yeah, so they're all already entrepreneurs. A lot of them are super successful. And the reason I do that, I mean, one is obvious. I mean, you've got more successful entrepreneurs that have a huge following, and they're going to help with the amplification of the show. But I feel like more importantly, I want those folks that seem super elite. I want the guys that seem like, wow, like he's got it all together. He wakes up and his pants are on straight already, and his hair is combed, and he's, you know, everything's going great. And to hear that guy's struggling, like I said earlier.
Yeah.
Those are the kind of guys that I want to have. And then as far as industry, they're all over the place. I mean, you got the creative folks that are doing magazines. You've got online course guys. You have people in e-commerce. You have people in travel. Zach Ware, who I mentioned previously, had a startup who actually he recently shut it down, where it was a car sharing, ride sharing program. It was like Uber on steroids. I don't know if you guys have Uber. Yeah, you guys have Uber.
Yeah, we have Uber. Yes.
Yeah. So this was like Uber on steroids, because they hired all the drivers and they owned all the vehicles, and it was a much more controlled situation. And it was really amazing. They had 100 Teslas and a bunch of other electric vehicles.
Wow.
So you've got guys that are, you know, so transportation in that case, but people all over the board. And then I love it, because then you find that they're all the same. They're all dealing with the same stuff. I had this interview yesterday, and her name was Esprit, and she had just traveled, you know, she had traveled to 14 different countries. She was backpacking, and she was telling me, she's like, you're in Slovenia, you're in Italy, you're in England, you're in, you know, India, wherever you're at. She's like, I was finding that all the entrepreneurs are struggling with the same stuff. She's like, we're all much closer than we think. So I found that really fascinating.
That's interesting, actually. You mentioned that they're all struggling with the same stuff. So just before we wrap it up, what would you say is the most common couple of challenges to people who are successful entrepreneurs, if you like?
Yeah. Number one, to me, self-doubt.
Yeah.
Without any hesitation, because it's very easy to feel like a fraud or a fake, or to feel like, wow, you know, I had it all together yesterday and today I don't. Maybe I really don't know what I'm doing. Like, that to me, it takes like very small triggers. Like, you know, you can have 99 positive feedbacks and one negative, and you focus on that negative and you feel very dumb, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure you'll run into the same thing, Andy. And so self-doubt and needing folks around you to support you and pick you back up, I think is probably the most critical. And a lot of times it's because you're in your head so much as an entrepreneur. You're constantly thinking, you don't really turn it off. You're watching the analytics too closely. And a lot of times you just really need to take a step back. And so that's why, you know, I focus a lot on travel, because I think different surroundings allow your mind to open up.
Yes, yeah.
And see things and have a different perspective and kind of take a step back from the tree, so to speak, so you can see the forest instead of being so close to the bark that you don't see the changes that are going on around you. And so self-doubt's my answer. Travel, I think, is one of the best ways to open up your mind and gain much better perspective.
Fantastic. Well, Peter, thank you so much for sharing your experiences with your particular podcast and your journey and its link with entrepreneurialism. I can't even say the word, but you know what I mean. Entrepreneurialism. That's the word I was looking for. So how can we find more about you, and where can we find your podcast?
Yeah, absolutely. So obvious places, iTunes and Stitcher. And so Slow Hustle Podcast, you can Google it. You'll find us there, slowhustle.com. And then if you want to engage with me, email is awesome, peter@slowhustle.com. Twitter, Peter Awad, it's PeterAwad, or @slowhustle on Twitter. Either way, you can find me there.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Peter. And thanks to our listeners, as always. The show notes are in the normal place, sitevisibility.com/impodcast. We're on iTunes and Stitcher. And we do like reviews, because if you review us, we get more listeners and we can help more people, which is good. And if you want to email us, it's podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk. And if you want to leave a telephone message or a question in your nice voice, it's +44 1273 256 150. Well, that's all from me, and it's all from Peter.
Goodbye. Thanks, guys.
And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.